Ford's new Scorpio incorporates some of the most advanced technology to be found in any car anywhere. It's technology with a purpose, to produce a finer car to drive, and a more comfortable and relaxing car to drive in. And nowhere does the thinking behind Scorpio's technology pay off more handsomely than in the car's air conditioning system. Though, as you'll see, air conditioning is underselling it. This system delivers genuine climate control. Climate control is not just to keep the inside cool on those hot summer days. It will also heat the interior when the weather gets cold, as well as providing very rapid demisting on cold, wet or humid days. And remember, when the system is running, you don't have to open the windows. Your journey is quieter, it's cleaner, the whole experience is simply more comfortable, and the system uses refrigerant gases which are CFC-free too. In addition to providing cool air, which you'd expect, Scorpio's climate control also provides air which is dry. Extracting the moisture from the air has several benefits. It helps to prevent the windows misting up, obviously maintaining visibility and hence safety. In fact, complete defogging is achieved in just 10 to 15 seconds. But dry air also allows the pores of the skin to cool more efficiently and reduces the tendency of clothes to become creased during travelling. And in addition to air which is both cool, if you want it, and dry, the system, working with Scorpio's Micron Air filter, also provides air which is incredibly clean. The filter system ensures that potentially irritating pollutants are removed from the air before it ever reaches the interior of the car. Everybody benefits, but can you imagine how much this will be appreciated by hay fever or asthma sufferers? And in addition to all this, the system offers an air recirculation facility for the fastest possible cooling, as well as shutting out intrusive traffic fumes, and separate temperature settings for both driver and passenger side of the car. Very versatile, very sophisticated, and very easy to operate. Here's how. The automatic temperature control unit sits in the middle of the fascia and consists of two rotary knobs, two temperature rocker switches, two buttons, one for air conditioning and one for recirculation, and finally a temperature sensor in the middle between the two large rotary switches. Now start the engine. The system only works when the engine is running. Now we can get some hands-on practice with it. And let's start with what looks like the on-off button, the one marked AC. Well, it is an on-off button, but only for the air conditioning function. In other words, you only need to press it on when you want the interior of the car to be colder than the temperature outside. The other button has an on-off function too. It's the recirculate button, which recirculates the air from inside the car rather than taking it in from the outside. So you'd engage recirculate in conjunction with the air conditioning for very rapid cooling. And it's very useful to shut off the outside air supply if you're stuck behind a lorry in a traffic jam, for instance. The fumes can't get in. Sometimes you will find that using the recirculation function without the air conditioning on will cause the windows to mist or the air to become humid in certain conditions. If that happens, either switch the air conditioning button on or switch the recirculation button off. The car will then demist quite rapidly. For the quickest demist, shut off the face vents as well. Well, so much for the two buttons. Now to the two rotary knobs. One is for amount of air, the other is for directing where the air goes. Let's look at the right-hand knob first. This is the one which determines where the air goes. Starting with the furthest left, the air is directed only to the face vents. Go clockwise, and the next position is to the footwells only. The next splits it between feet and windscreen, and the final position, right over to the right, sends the air to the windscreen only. But as this is a continuously variable knob, setting it between two positions will produce a mixture of each. The left-hand rotary knob controls the amount of air entering the passenger compartment. Furthest left is off. Next position, marked auto, means the system will automatically work out how much air to send to where you've selected to maintain the temperature you want. Turning the switch further to the right gives you manual control of the airflow and disables the automatic function, working like a conventional fan in a normal car heating system. The actual temperature inside the car is set using the two rocker switches, one for the driver's side, the other for the passenger's. You simply tap up for a warmer, or down for a cooler interior. The temperature you choose appears in the small liquid crystal display above each switch. The maximum difference you can have between the two sides of the car is 6 degrees centigrade, and it's the driver's side switch which controls this. If you try and change the driver's side setting to more than the 6-degree difference, the passenger setting will change accordingly to maintain the differential at no more than 6 degrees. Try it and watch what happens. It's a very clever system indeed. You can select any temperature between 17 and 29 degrees centigrade by tapping up or down, though do remember to switch the air conditioning on if you want the inside cooler than the air outside. One tap below 17 degrees and low will appear in the display. When the left rotary knob is in the auto position, this will give continual cooling. Similarly, one tap above 29 degrees and high appears in the display. This gives continual heating. Why not try our suggested setting? Turn the right rotary knob to your preferred position. Set the temperature to between 20 and 23 and turn the left rotary knob to auto, then let the system do the rest. If you feel the temperature is not completely comfortable, just tap up or down a degree or two until you reach your ideal. But what about that annoying business of getting into the car on a cold day, turning the heater fan on, and being greeted by an icy blast of cold air blowing at you until the system warms up? All that's a thing of the past with Scorpio's climate control. When the system is set in auto mode, it senses the outside air temperature and runs at minimum fan speed, automatically directing the air only at the windscreen for demisting. The instant the system warms up, the blower moves up to the desired speed and the air will be sent to the position indicated on the right-hand knob. And it's even cleverer. Turn the left-hand rotary knob to off and you'll notice that the temperature settings in the displays have disappeared and been replaced by two small dots, indicating system off. Now, if you turn the knob back to the auto setting, presto, the previous temperatures you set are back, because the system stores the last settings in memory. This is a highly sophisticated and technologically very advanced climate control system, complementing a highly sophisticated and technologically very advanced car. It thinks, it remembers, it delivers whatever you want, whenever you need it. The only thing it can't control is the weather itself.